Popper cites some, quote, extant statements of this 5th century movement. Antiphon attacked the distinction between Greeks and barbarians as being fictitious. Tarn comments on Euripides' fragment that a noble man can range the world like an eagle the air, by remarking that, quote, he knew that an eagle has a permanent home rock, unquote. But this remark doesn't do full justice to the fragment. For in order to be a cosmopolitan, one need not give up one's permanent home. In the light of all this, I don't see why Diogenes' meaning was purely negative when he replied to the question, where are you from, by saying that he was a cosmopolite, a citizen of the world, especially if we consider that a similar answer, quote, I am a man of the world, unquote, is reported of Socrates. And another, quote, the wise man belongs to all countries, for the home of a great soul is the whole world, of Democritus, unquote, from Karl Popper, The Open Society and Its Enemies. And before we continue with Karl Popper, we know that this mindset is still with us. I call it box thinking, this thinking in terms of categories. What are you, right? All of us in this country are pretty much mixed. I remember when I was hawking books. I encountered a man, an Italian-American, and he could talk circles around me. And he was telling me about how his family is all mixed up now. And he was angry at one of his granddaughters for calling herself a mutt because she was of mixed heritage. And he said, don't you dare call yourself a mutt. He says, I don't care. It doesn't matter to me what race anyone is, but what caused him grief was the loss of her ability to speak Italian. That's what matters to him. So, but they aren't mutually exclusive. Being able to be a human being of the world, speaking multiple languages, and just as Karl Popper says, having a permanent home rock. That our first allegiance is to our humanity. I haven't been with my grandson for a while for a variety of reasons. And anyway, I don't see him much. But one of the times I was with him, we were on the swings, and these sister girls were watching us. And one of them says to me, what is he? And I felt the exact same thing Diogenes and Antiphon and Socrates felt. I said, he's a human being, last time I checked. I mean, we have to stop passing on this mindset to each other. We have to start talking about class.